Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Austin. This is yet another wonderful edition of Casual Saints, if I do say so myself. I have wonderful guests. People are just amazing when you sit down and actually talk with them. And they're all around you. And you don't know it till you start talking to them. And today's guest, Nikki Averkamp, is one such person. And I found Nikki a very unusual way. I founded a private fund in around 2018 that was going to use remote viewing, as in psychics. And I know some people, and I thought, well, let's do this. And that fund turned out to be, as near as I can tell, the first U.S. chartered fund that was kosher. Other people were doing it under the radar. I did it kosher. The SEC knew about us. It was okay. And I called this guy cold. I found, I think, on LinkedIn. I can't remember right now. The guy's name is Matt Averkamp. I went, I need a part-time CFO. Matt, do you want to help me? No, I can't right now. It doesn't fit my groove. But you got to talk to my wife. She's psychic. I went, wait, what? Wait, who are you? Where did this come from? So the way I look at this is that this is not our first rodeo together, one of my favorite phrases. Nikki and Matt and I and our tribes are oldest of friends. Oldest, okay, because of the things we do and who we are. So welcome, Nikki.
Thank you so much for that awesome introduction, and thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here. And yes, we met in a very strange way, but to me, those kind of quote-unquote chance meetings that are not really chance meetings are one of the beautiful, mysterious things of life that I love.
Oh, they're the best. Nikki's a very accomplished human being. I call her a human doing because I call people that do a lot of stuff human doings. She knows a lot of stuff, and you don't find that out until you start talking to her. Well, when I first talked to her, it was for specific purposes, i.e. working with the fund as a potential viewer. And the more I got to know her, there was many levels to her. Now I'm going to read from her bio. Nikki Averkamp has an MBA, owns a wholesale flower nursery in South Florida, which she has started transforming into an orchard filled with tropical fruit trees, vegetables, and medicinal herbs by learning as much as she can about permaculture, a type of agriculture. Now, as you might know, people, that draws on its inspiration from nature and focuses on things like crop diversity and companion planting. And she hopes to create a more sustainable mini ecosystem on her property where food can grow organically year round. Nikki has two kids and never met them. Talk to her husband briefly. And the most interesting bit for me is how Nikki integrates everything. Her other passion lies in what she refers to as her magical side. She's also an intuitive, a clairvoyant, a remote viewer, and an energy healer, for God's sake, okay? She's a Reiki master in five different styles of Reiki, has been studying topics like energy healing, shamanism, manifestation, the power of mind, trauma release, sound healing, and many others for over 15 years. And she's not that old, okay? So she's combined all of her knowledge to create her own intuitive style of energy healing and works with adults and children of all ages to help them self-heal physical, emotional, and spiritual issues. And one of her gifts, which I've been a first-hand recipient of, is she can sense people's energy, specific blocks and pains, and she's learned how to transmute those energies, leading to an improved sense of well-being on a mind, body, and soul level. And of course, she offers one-on-one energy sessions and healings and intuitive spiritual coaching in person and remotely. And she loves hosting group energy healing and sound healing bath sessions and teaching workshops on self-empowerment, self-healing, and improved intuition. And creating customized magical events is one of her favorite things to do. These types of events are done on location and often include things like sound and energy healing, uplifting oracle card readings, fun manifestation rituals, and sometimes activities like creating herbal sprays and dancing around a bonfire. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to reach her just yet, okay, because I want you to wait for it. But during the full moon, you can find her hosting lively shamanic healing fire ceremonies for large groups outdoors. So
that was a lot of information.
It was, but
you can tell that I never sit still.
So she's a longtime member of the Soul Writer Dream Circle, and all these people have very specific skills. And I've started to pay attention to what she does because she has helped me, but she also helps other people. So Nikki Averkamp, Florida, what's new and exciting for you these days?
Well, there's a lot going on lately, but I'm very excited. I've been doing energy healing sessions and, you know, magical events and fire ceremonies for a long time, but never in my own space. I've always had to use other people's locations. But the last few years, I've been working really hard to try and manifest my own place. And finally, last year, we found this beautiful piece of property here in South Florida. It's about 9.5 acres, and it's the perfect space. It was a diamond in the rough. So we've been spending a year cleaning it up, and we're not done yet, but it has 70-foot pine trees. It has majestic big oak trees. It's just the nature is just phenomenal over here. And so I'm just trying to turn this into a space where people can come in and feel better just by being here, just because of the energy that this place has, because I feel like Mother Nature is so soothing and so healing. So I feel like being outside here adds a whole nother dimension to any events that take place, you know, do it outdoors as much as you can versus indoors in a stuffy space. And so I'm just very excited about that. And then on the other side, I've also been learning, like you heard in my bio, a lot about permaculture, and I'm busy growing a food forest. So I've been doing a lot of research on tropical fruit trees and medicinal herbs, and I've started planting them all around the property so we can incorporate those into the magical events as well, so that we can all go mango picking before we start something and make a fruit salad to share, or we can go get some medicinal herbs from the garden and make a tea and sip it around the fire. Because I'm a strong believer in let thy food be thy medicine, right? So I'm trying to grow these foods, not just for us as a family, but for the community as well. So those are some of the things that are going on, and I'm very excited about them.
That's just brilliant. And obviously you've been thinking about this a long time. People, I think, sometimes wish they could do what you're doing, but don't always try it, okay? It's not like you don't have support systems. You've got a great family. I'm sure your husband's just spectacular, right?
He's amazing, and we've been together for 25 years, and I still adore him. He's awesome.
So you had told me that you managed the bits of your dad's medical office in Curacao once upon a time. What did you do there?
I called myself a millipede because it was like I was here, I was there, I was doing a little bit of everything. So you know how it is in a family business. Whatever needs to get done gets done. So it was, you know, accounting, HR, managing files, scheduling, dealing with people's emotional problems. If there was an emotional breakdown between the staff, like whatever needed to be done by me, because my dad was the physician there. So he's doing the medical thing, and everything else, I kind of picked the slack up where I could.
You were what, in your teens?
No, that was late 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
You lived there for a long time. So the next question to follow on, what you're doing now is more like what you've wanted to do for a long time, right?
Absolutely.
When did you really know what you'd be doing?
So I had some gifts as a child, but I didn't understand them at all. They scared me. I pushed them away. I had a lot of experience that I couldn't explain, and they were just terrifying. So that was part of my life as a kid, blocked until about 15 years ago, when I was in a completely different mental situation than I am now. Life had thrown me way too many curveballs, and I was down and out. That's the only way I can describe it. I no longer saw the end of the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel. And it had gotten so bad that I was at the point where I was almost unable to leave my house. I had a small baby to take care of. it was just overwhelming. And at some point I tried to walk up the stairs and my body literally collapsed. It froze. I could not take one more thing. And I didn't know what to do because I had a small kid. Life was in the upheaval around me. And I know that I don't do well with medications. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't do meds. So I literally went on Google, which you're not supposed to do. Google your symptoms. See what's wrong with me. And it's kind of pointed at mental breakdown, you know? So I was like, okay, then the next Google search, how do I deal with a mental breakdown without taking medication? And one of the things that popped up was Reiki. Okay. I had heard this term, but I wasn't familiar enough with it. But for some reason, that word stuck with me. So the next Google search was Reiki near me because I didn't know what else to do. And so I ended up finding this lady who had this beautiful website, and she was only like 25 minutes away from me. And I think it was not even 8 a.m. in the morning when all of this happened. And I ended up calling her twice. She didn't pick up, so I called right away again. She still didn't pick up. And a couple hours later, she calls me back, and she's like, you called me twice. What's wrong? And so I explained what was going on. And she told me, okay, come see me tonight. And I was so grateful that she would see me. I couldn't drive myself. I was at the point where I couldn't even drive a car. So my husband, with our baby in the back, drove me over to some stranger's house. And I walked up to her front door. I'm already a mess. I'm crying. Like, I couldn't take anymore. She opens the door and I ask her between all the tears, like, when should my husband come pick me back up? And she looked at me and she goes, tell him to come back in about 3 hours. So I really didn't know what to expect. And she gave me my first energy healing session, my first Reiki session. And after about 10 minutes, she told me, wow, you really need to lower your guard. Like, she's like, you have a brick wall up and I can't get through. And I didn't realize I had done that, but I had done that to defend myself because I could not take one more thing in life. And so slowly she helped me break down that wall. And I kept coming back and coming back and noticing just improvements in my mental well-being, my physical well-being. I wasn't sick all the time anymore. I felt like I could breathe. I could leave the house again. And so I very quickly started to see the benefits of this. And then one day she told me, you know, you're going to be learning this and teaching this at some point, right? And I looked at her like she was a nut job. Like, I don't think so, lady. Like, you're good, but you're crazy. But over time, she proved me wrong and she was right. So the better I started feeling, the more I just started like changing my perspective and going, oh my God, look what this did for me. No medication, no doctors, no scary, nothing. Mm-hmm. Look at how good I feel from this. How can I teach others to do this? Like, how can I learn to help other people, but then also empower them to do it for themselves? And so that completely just got me rolling and going with this whole process. And I've been just on this path ever since. And so I'm more passionate about it every day.
You had a breakdown, you had a breakthrough.
Okay? Exactly.
It happens. Okay.
Yeah.
And knowing something about your personality, all that makes sense, but I didn't know that about you. And I'm thinking, wow, you are an impressive individual. Okay, I've talked to you a lot, and I've listened to you coach other people in the dream group, right? And you've given me a couple of small readings. Right? Whoa. So this helps me understand how you're able to do that. I generally presuppose with people, their level of skill means they had to go down further inside themselves, and sometimes it's break. Just they get fucked up for a while. And then they go, well, I don't want that anymore. I'm going to get out of it. And you are a perfect example of that. So when did it occur to you that you'd be doing that for a long time? How long did it take you, the Reiki bits?
I'd say, you know, it was a full year before I felt strong enough to learn the skill for myself. And then, you know, I started with level 1, level 2, level 3, got my first Reiki master. And the thing is, Reiki is just one example of energy healing. There are tons of modalities, and I'm not saying one's better than the other. Like, you have to find what vibes with you, right? The only thing that it really does is open you to learn how to sense energy properly and how to step aside, like how to put your ego aside and let it flow through you, right? Because it's not your energy that you're giving to somebody else. You're tuning into universal consciousness, all that is, however you want to call that, that flow of pure love, and you're channeling that to people. So I don't know, as soon as I started noticing that it was actually working, that I could do it and I could make a difference with people, I just kept going. And so yeah, I would say at least about 10 or 12 years now, I've been, you know, working with people and animals.
Animals too, I didn't know that. You're very quick study. You're very smart. You're very quick study, which is helpful. Okay. Not that I know everything about you, but I watch how you absorb things. In order to do that, you have to be able to know what it's like in somebody else's skin or the other person's skin. Okay. And it does help if you had similar needs to theirs, which, I mean, you've been around a medical practice. Your dad's a doctor, he's an anesthesiologist, yada, yada.
Again, I think I just take more after my dad when it comes to this stuff. He's always had the calling to heal, and so that's why he became a physician, except he uses medications to help people. Mm-hmm. And but he also sees, although he didn't tell me that until maybe a year ago or maybe 2 years ago, something like that, when I called him one day. I called him and I said, I see dead people. What do I do? And he's like, oh, I do too. That's normal. And I was like, really? Like, you couldn't have helped me with that earlier? Like, I'm sitting here like trying to muster up the courage to speak to somebody about this because it just feels so messed up. And he's like, oh no. He goes, I deal with people that have passed all the time because, you know, his clinic is a pain clinic, so he deals with a lot of terminal patients that they're going to pass, you know, and then he still talks to them after they pass. They come and visit him. They give him messages for family members, like all this stuff that apparently has been happening to him the whole freaking time, but he decided to share with me, you know. I'm like, this could have helped me in life. But anyway, so once I found that out, like, a lot of things just fell into place. So he wants to heal, but with traditional medicine, and I want to heal from a more holistic, W-H-O-L-E, you know, holistic approach.
With your dad, I'm also starting to get echoes of how he and I are not dissimilar in some ways. I'm not a doctor. I never wanted to be, okay? And I've been in a little closet about a lot of stuff that I do, okay? And now I'm starting to come out. Over the past 4 years now, 4 years, it's not a lot of shows, it's some shows, 48 shows at this point, okay? People, my regular listeners, have heard me talking about some of the things that I do. Sure, I talk to dead people, but I wouldn't, you know, go on saying that. People that are close to me, I've got a lifelong friend, we're driving across the desert one day after a business meeting, near Victorville, California. And I go, you ever talk to your mom? Because she'd been dead a long time. Yeah, she committed suicide. And she was just really a sweet person. She was great. She called me one of her kids one day. Very motherly. And he goes, not often. He goes, do you? Yeah, I talked to her. But he was okay with that because he knows me. He didn't freak out. And that's from a Catholic family. Okay. And she had them going to catechism for a while. She was also very, very psychic. She was tested with Zahner cards, for God's sake. And she didn't know what to do with it. She's trying to be a good Catholic. So I kept quiet for a long time. I kind of resemble your dad's remarks. Now, one of my favorite questions is, how do you play? How does Nikki play?
That is kind of a combination between saving the world and savoring the world. So on the savoring side, meaning just enjoying life, it can be very simple things. Like, I love spending time with my husband, my kids. We love traveling together. We love exploring new places, new cultures, eating new foods, like just trying everything that this world has to offer. You know, we love that stuff. But it doesn't always have to be like a fancy trip or a fancy restaurant. Like, I can be just as happy when we all make some snacks together. We sit on the couch, we all snuggle and watch a movie. Like, to me, that's heaven. Like, that's pure bliss. Like, there's nothing better than that to me. I love cooking with my son. My daughter is more the way that I was as a kid, where she truly appreciates food, but she appreciates it showing up on her plate so she can eat it. And I was like that too, so I get it. My son, when he was about 2 years old, I would put him in the kitchen with me in his high chair, so because I needed to cook at some point. He was a very active little boy. So I wouldn't be able to cook if he was crawling around. So I stuck him in the high chair and started giving him tasks to do in the kitchen from when he was 2 years old. Fast forward, now he's 9 years old. He can prepare full meals for the family. He can cook. I mean, this boy is just amazing. He watches, you know, chefs cooking on YouTube too. And he'll teach me things that I have no idea about. And I've been cooking for way longer than he has. Like, he can smell the spices like I can and just make things. He understands what they're going to be like when he puts ingredients together in his head before he puts them together. So those kind of things just thrill me in life, you know? And
that's just wonderful.
Yeah. And then on the saving the world side, you know, I just love the work that I do. I love the energy healing. I love learning.
That is Nikki Averkamp, energeticist and energy healer extraordinaire. That makes me Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. We'll be right back after a break. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm your host, Mike Austin. Now back to my astounding chat with Nikki Averkamp. Thank you.
Every time I have a session with people, it's always different. There's always something that you take away from it. It's always something to learn. And sometimes I feel like a mad scientist in my head because I'm like trying to puzzle together like how certain things relate to other things. And I just love trying to figure stuff out in general. And then I love it when people heal. I love seeing people do better. Like, for example, 2 weeks ago, my neighbor, she's always out in her garden. She's gardening. She's watering the plants. She's doing her thing. She texts me. She's like, I am in so much pain. I cannot walk. I can't stand on one foot. I'm ready to pull my hair out. I need to call a neurologist, but it's too early in the morning. I don't know what to do. She had also been in the ER two nights earlier, because of the same amount of pain. They ran a bunch of tests on her. They figured out it was, severe neuropathy, especially in her left foot. And so they sent her home with some prescriptions, but because of the way our healthcare system works and, how things are difficult sometimes with people of limited financial means, she was not able to fill those prescriptions. So she was not able to get relief from her pain.
Yeah,
so now,
on top of that, what does severe neuropathy mean? What's it caused by, right? But keep going.
Yes, exactly. So, right. There's a whole lot of levels to what it's caused by. Officially, it's caused by the fact that she's diabetic, but there's a whole backstory there, you know, childhood trauma and all that stuff. So either way, that, that being said, she couldn't walk and she was freaking out. And I told her, if you can hobble over here or if I can help you come over, you know, since you can't reach your doctor yet, come over here. Like, let me try and help you. And so she's like, I can make it. I can do it. So a couple minutes later, she shows up literally hobbling like to my doorstep. I help her in and I had set up my treatment table, which is just like a massage table, you know, same thing. And I said, have you ever had energy healing? And she goes, no. I was like, okay, well, but she was crying. She was in so much pain. So I said, just lay down. I don't have time to explain. All I need you to do is just please just trust me and allow healing to take place. And she goes, 100%, like, I can't take this pain anymore. I worked on her for half an hour, and I told her, if you all of a sudden feel a strong urge to cry, then you cry. If you see me crying, let me cry, because that's me helping other people release their emotions that they are having a hard time releasing. So worked on her for half an hour. She woke up because she kind of went into this meditative state. She told me she saw her grandmother who was smiling at her and she was so happy that that happened. She stood up and she walked out of my house. Okay. She hobbled in and she walked out. I told her to be careful. I told her to be mindful of her foot and make sure she didn't overdo it. I told her to go home and rest. 2 days later, I see her out in the garden gardening. She was pain-free, and I haven't heard her say anything else about pain coming back. Those things make me so freaking happy. That makes my soul light up. Those kind of things.
Well, that answers two follow-on questions as a perfect example. What sets your soul ablaze? What moves you to joy? Well, it's those things. Okay? Now, the events you described, not a story, it's actually events, are doable. People forget they are, including me. I'm sometimes my own worst patient. Okay, you might already know this about me. All right, you should nod your head, people. And the way you learn things and how you bury them inside you, and you say, well, I can't look at that right now, I don't have time for it. Oh, or you get a misperception about what you're seeing, or you don't even notice it. Well, those things catch up with you over time. It doesn't mean they won't heal. It means that you have to look at them. And what Nikki did with this woman, this is an armchair 3,000-mile estimation, was she just let her back into the places where she could heal. Now, I know people who are diabetic. A couple are pretty close to me. And I know that they have trauma, plain and simple. And the trauma is unresolved. And the diabetic bit is part of the expression of the trauma. Your body's protecting you from that shit. You don't have to be that way. She's nodding her head, people. And when the show goes to all video, then we'll be able to see this again. I'll keep this around and be able to broadcast it then. Right now, it's audio only. So I don't want you to underestimate what Nikki just said. You hear stories all the time about people having amazing healings. Well, there's one right there from somebody that you get the chance to know now, okay? Meaning you can contact her. You can contact her through the show site, producer@casualsense.com, or you can contact her directly. If you would please speak your own email address, because I will... I'm going to butcher it.
NikkiEnergyHealing@gmail.com.
Nikki doesn't have a website yet, which I like. Okay. She's setting up to do that later. And our group of dreamers and healers has recently decided, well, maybe we should do a website together to do readings together, consultations together. So we're putting that together now. And that's one of my bits of coming up. People don't really know that I do that kind of thing. But echoing Nikki's experience, I've done distant healings. And there was one guy one night who was now, when I met him, he was maybe 75, and he had overdone it. Slender, nice man. And I came home one night, and he's arranging my house, my friend's garage. How you doing? I'm pretty good, except I got a Charlie horse. I didn't think about it, and people don't know that I did this. I'd do it. Want me to fix it? I couldn't believe it was coming out of my mouth. What the fuck did I just say? And I went, okay, just don't say anything else. About 20 seconds later, he goes, okay, what do we do? Lay down on the sofa face down, go to this, your favorite place in the world. We've been there before. And he lays down. I can see what it is. I can see where it is. So I put one hand above his right knee and one hand right above his right ankle. In 20 seconds, it's gone. Charlie Hurst is gone. He doesn't know it yet. In about 2 minutes, he knows it. I can feel it. He gets up and he's all glassy-eyed. He goes, what'd you do? I said, it's a God thing. It's a God energy thing. So everybody can do this. Now, you hear that all the time. Again, Nikki's nodding her head. But everybody can do this. It's kind of like piano playing. Some are really good at it. Some are virtuosi or violins. Some are good at automobile racing. Some are good moms. Some are great moms. Everybody can do healing. You're built that way. So when you let the AMA tell you that you have to have a doctor, no, that's not true. Never was. And the system is set up now to make you sick, to keep you sick. An old friend of mine calls it an illness profit system. Yeah, it's true. You don't have to accept that. You don't have to, so don't. So all that kind of unpleasant stuff aside, let's go to something else. You got heroes and heroines? Who are they? You want to name a couple?
Oh, interesting. So officially a hero is defined as somebody who's like admired by many people or idealized by many people for their courageous acts or their achievements or noble qualities. But to me, that word sometimes is triggering because I feel like it almost, in my head anyways, almost conjures up an idea of somebody who's almost superhuman or almost infallible.
Right. Unattainable.
Yeah, exactly.
That is Nikki Averkamp. I'm Mike Austin, your host for Casual Saints at casualsaints.com. Please hang with us for a break. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. Now back to my chat with the amazing Nikki Averkamp. Thank you.
Just like the word guru or master sometimes conjures those images in my head, right? And some people, when they hear, oh, this person's a guru, they assume, same as with hero, like, oh, this person is perfect all the time. But guess what? We're all freaking human. We have our good, our bad, our ugly. And so, you know, I like to look at heroes in a different way. I feel like a lot of heroes, don't have admirers. They don't have, heroic actions that they've performed that are out in public for people to adore. A lot of heroism, I think, happens behind the scenes, you know, behind closed doors. So I meet a lot of heroes all the time, and they're not necessarily famous people or anything. It's even people walking through my door that, you know, when I do energy healing sessions, people come to me with stories that, oh my goodness, the fact that they've gone through the things that they've gone through in their lives and they're still functioning, or at least somewhat functioning adults, to me, that is heroic. Like, these people have had to overcome so much, right? And they've, despite everything, they've kept going. And now they're here on a healing path. The healing path is no joke, especially, you know, like, if you've had an easy life, okay, whatever. But if you're like most of us and you've had a real life, the healing path is not rainbows and unicorns and sunshine. It can suck. Like, you know, it comes with ups and downs and tears and frustration and facing your inner demons. And do you know how hard that can be? Like, so to me, I think so many people are heroic. They just might not be, you know, admired by many for their actions or even any. But that's my definition of a hero.
Now, you did not know I was going to ask you that question, right?
No, but
Nikki and I correspond a fair bit and do texting a fair bit. And usually I want to send the questions to my guests in advance, but I didn't do it this time. Now, I'd like to point out that what she just said is one of the reasons I started this show. The heroes can be all around you. You don't know about them. You got to look, got to be awake. Okay. And they're not always A-list celebrities or from it. Some of those people are kind of messed up and sometimes really fucked up. It's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that they should be denigrated because of that. They're doing their dharma. They're doing their life lessons like anybody else. And you get to cut them slack. You get to send them love, okay? Even the really bad guys, got to send them love. But I don't think I've ever had anybody answer the way you did, which is kind of curious. People usually answer with somebody that you might know or heard of, right? And yours is one of the two most unusual answers so far. A very good singer-songwriter who channels most of her stuff, who I know, said her hero's Gaia. Whoa, they ever said that? And of course, that resonated throughout the cosmos with me. Okay, more fun stuff. How would you define consciousness?
Oh, easy question. Thanks. maybe like, let's say, a universal intelligence and awareness that's present within everything and everyone.
Okay, I like that. Simple, straightforward. Everybody's answer is different. That's why I love asking it. Only one guy wouldn't answer it. He's 75 and he's a cybernetician. Very smart guy. Very, very awake guy. He said, you can't define that. Oh, okay.
I agree. You could talk about that for hours and not come up with something that makes complete sense. It's very difficult.
Yeah, it'd be like saying, describe your NDE for me. Wait, what?
In one sentence, please.
Yeah, it's not translatable. Just, you know,
exactly.
You can't. And having transcendental experiences, one can find that, yeah, you can't define some things. It just doesn't work that way. So I've already asked you questions which led to you some of the most mysterious, scientifically inexplicable things in your life that you've done or felt. So I don't need to ask that.
Honestly, my whole life is mysterious and inexplicable events, it feels like. But one event that comes to mind, this happened about 2 years ago probably. I think it was a Saturday afternoon, and my husband and kids wanted to go run some errands, go to a few stores, pick up some groceries for dinner. But I was exhausted. It had been a crazy week. And so I said, hey, guys, I'm going to take a nap while you guys go. So that way, when you get back, I'm ready to party.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I gave them all a hug as they left out the front door, which I always do. I locked the door behind them, went upstairs, laid down in my bed, and fell right asleep. A little while later, I was awakened because I heard footsteps coming into my room to the side of my bed, but I was still out of it, and I was like, who's waking me up, and how come they're already back? Like, it seemed like they were back really quickly. And my blanket, I was laying on my side, and my blanket was covering me until probably about my hips, and my blanket got moved and covered me all the way up to my shoulder. And as I was drifting back up, back into sleep, I was just... felt like I just felt this feeling of like pure love, right? I was thinking, dang, my husband is just freaking awesome. Like, in real life. But I'm like, we've been together for so many years and he still comes to check on me and covers me with my blanket. Like, how lucky am I?
Mm-hmm.
Back to sleep. Next thing I know, I wake up again because I hear the front door unlock and I hear my husband and kids come in. And so this time I'm like, hey, wait a minute. What the heck? So I wake up and I sit up in my bed and my husband comes upstairs and he walks in the door and I just give him this huge stupid grin and he's like, what's up? I'm like, I just want to tell you that you are just freaking awesome. That after all these years, you are just the sweetest for coming up, checking on me, covering me with my blanket. And he just looked at me like he'd just seen a ghost, like, what are you talking about? He's like, You let us out the front door and we just walked in. What the heck are you talking about? And so I had this realization like, oh my goodness, this was something else entirely. This was spirit, right? And now I've had experiences with spirit. I've had footsteps come up to my bed. You know, I've had them touching my face. I've had different things happen, but never to this extent where they were interacting in my physical reality that strongly that they could move a blanket over my body. Like, that was just spectacular to me. And so, and it's 100% true and 100%, like, it still hits me to my core just even talking about it. And I think that's an event that's going to stay with me for a long time.
Good. I would think it should. I mean, that's wonderfully lovely. And you got many angels. Okay. And one or some of them came up and said, hey, let's help her out. Okay. And it might not have even necessarily been about just the fact that you were kind of cool, but they went, let's show her something.
Exactly. Honestly, I prefer it over the other shenanigans that happened in my house in the middle of the night, usually.
That's Nikki Abercamp. We'll be right back after a break. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Now back to Casual Saints with Mike Austin and Nikki Abercamp. Thank you.
You know, electronics going berserk a couple of weeks ago. I did a energetic cleansing of my house, and the smoke detectors decided to all go off at 11:11 after we had all been asleep for several hours. So usually it's like stuff that startles us, but this was such a loving, beautiful experience, and it will stay with me for a long time.
See, your family's used to those things, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And my kids are gifted and sensitive too. So I tried to, yeah, shocker. So I tried to kind of help them on their path and try not to hide from them that this is a thing like it was done with me. You know, I tried to just help them through it and make sure that they know that they're in control and that they can, you know, interact with things only if they choose to, and that they can send things away if they're not happy with it. So
that's lovely. The kid gets to experience that. When people listen to you, you want to suggest strategies for them to be happy. What strategies come to mind that you want them to hear? Happy or joyful or whatever. Okay?
Stop being afraid of showing who you are. I think that's an important one. I personally, when I was a child, I was very afraid of who and what I was. I was very introverted. And being afraid caused me to miss out on so many beautiful moments and caused me so much grief and stress for no reason. And now that I'm fearing less, I like to say fear less until you become fearless. I just feel like that's the way a person thrives, like by being the full expression of yourself. You know what I mean? So fear less, just be yourself, and also invest in yourself. You deserve it. And by that, I mean taking care of yourself, you know, practicing self-love, making time for yourself, honoring your body, honoring the thing that is you. Like, it's great to try to put other people first, but you can't do it all the time. There has to be a balance, right? I think a lot of other moms can probably understand where I'm coming from, especially when you have little babies. Like, they always come first. It's never you, okay? There's no time for your shower. There's no time for your mental health. There's no time for your physical well-being. The others come first. And after a while, you become so depleted that you can't take proper care of other humans when you don't take care of yourself. So this, besides fear less, I would say self-care is not selfish. It's very necessary. And then, maybe a very tacky thing to say, but follow your dreams, like follow where the universe is guiding you to. If there's something that sets your soul ablaze, move in that direction. I don't care if you don't know how you're going to end up where your goal is, just keep walking. You know, when you're trying to manifest.
So why would you think that's tacky?
I don't know, because follow your dreams is such an overused expression, I think, but it's true. It's just, like I said, if your soul, if there's something burning inside you that's guiding you somewhere, just go there. I don't care that, but I have to do this first and I have all these obligations. Make time to do it. And I think you'll realize the universe will start aligning to be able to get you to where you're going and will support you. You'll find that every single time without fail in one way, shape, or form.
No, I agree wholeheartedly with that. So how many siblings? Do you have any siblings? You're your only child?
I had a brother. Right. Yeah, that was 2 years younger than I am. But he unfortunately passed away very suddenly about 10 years ago. So just me now and him in spirit.
So him in spirit. And I think in the near term, in the next several years, there could be more of us that are really good at this. Talking more about it. Kinds of things we've been talking about. Everything we've been talking about. Not just talking to departed souls. Okay. And because the planet is in spiritual crisis. Has been for a long time, but now it's coming to a head. And people are dying. Nothing we can do about it. We're not supposed to do anything about it. Okay. There's this new coach that I want signed up for a program. She's also had 5 NDEs. Gifted businesswoman. And she posted a video of somebody very, very famous who I don't like anymore. She has literally sold her soul. Okay. I've watched her on video. I watched her lying on video and presenting facts, which basically killed people. But people don't think of it that way. She's with another very famous person in the same video. I'm like, these are just dark people. Okay. And my business coach, if you will, posted this and said, do what she said. I went, okay, I like that. But I had this really strong reaction to her. Like, no, I don't want anything to do with her. And I asked my business coach, well, what about, I did it tangentially, what about this and this and this? What if they've got this dark side of them? She goes, that's not yours to pick up. I went, oh, okay. Let them be who they're going to be. You don't have to say no. You don't have to fight them. Just leave them alone. And if they ever decide to change, then they'll decide to change, but not until then. So it's not my business or anyone else's business. Now, for somebody who used to be an activist, yours truly, that's a different realization. I used to want to take names and kick asses, especially when I was young, okay, an environmentalist. And I just don't do that anymore. Now, that's growth for me. And when people ask for help, sure, you can give it to them, but you can't force it on them. And even Lila's learned this. Lila's very intense, which is part of what I love about her. And now she doesn't force things on people anymore. She'll ask them questions, right? One of her learnings, if you will. So there are so many things we could talk about, but I don't want to save them for a next time. Pretty please. Because you are basically, to me, just coming out with this. You know, people find you by word of mouth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've never really had to have a website or social media or anything like that. I get just plenty of people just from word of mouth and referral. And I enjoy it that way because I feel better when people come referred by somebody else.
Yes. And that's lovely. So Nikki Averkamp from South Florida, formerly Incognito Nikki, give us your email address again, please.
It's Nikki. That's N-I-C-K-Y Energy Healing. So Nikki Energy Healing, all one word, @gmail.com.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's been a really fun conversation.
That's it for this edition of Casual Saints. However, if you stick around for after the break, I'm going to tell you a couple of things you won't hear anyplace else on the planet. Thank you very much.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin, your host with Heschel Saints. Thank you very much for being with us today. I look forward to having you back as my guest some other time. And I have a couple of interesting things to tell you here, which I think you might enjoy. The first is that I've got a book manuscript underway. It's close to 200 pages. It is a book of nonfiction about my adventures across the planet with a variety of wonderful people, some of whom might be in on this show. You'll find out. And also, I have, and Nikki is one of the members, a monthly dream circle, for people who are good healers and people who are really good dreamers. And the emphasis there is really good dreamers. And we talk about each other's dreams. We talk about reality. It's a wonderful thing. So if you want to join us, send me an email to producer@casualsaints.com. That's producer@casualsaints.com. And I thank you and look forward to hearing from you. And you'll hear from us again on another edition of Casual Saints next month when I have the Doctor's Hurtak. Look him up. Keys of Enoch. Thank you very much. Bye.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.